In its November crop report, USDA increased its estimate for the 2017-2018 U.S. cotton crop to 21.4 million bales, mostly due to higher production in regions that offset the losses from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the report.
Oklahoma and Texas had the highest production increases this month. U.S. exports of 14.5 million bales are unchanged from last month, resulting in an increase in ending stocks to over 6 million bales. The U.S. harvest is progressing with 65% of the crop harvested as of November 12th. Current exports for the 17-18 crop year are well ahead of the pace of previous years. As of the end of October, total commitments had reached 9.2 million bales as compared to 6.8 million bales during the same week in 2016. Based on the current export pace and the potential for lower exports from India due to the higher minimum support price, the U.S. could have the potential to export more than the current USDA estimate. As for consumption, U.S. mills continue to be important and consistent customers of U.S. cotton, and the estimate of 3.35 million bales is unchanged from last month.